This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss the complicated issues Georgia's contact tracers are facing. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, to start, can you help us understand what contact tracing is and what it isn't?
Contact tracing involves people with close physical contact with an infected person for 15 minutes or longer. Contact tracers ask questions about whether they are having symptoms and urge them to get tested and may recommend them to self-isolate or quarantine.
And who is doing contact tracing for Georgia?
Well, there are hundreds of people that are signed up to do it, some of which are UGA students from the College of Public Health. And this is a time-consuming, very challenging job. They have to break through some stigma issues on the part of the people they call. They sometimes have technical issues, but they are interested in the important work of containing the spread of COVID.
How does contact tracing look different during this pandemic than how it's normally used to trace other outbreaks?
In other diseases that we need contact tracers for, a lot of that is done face-to-face. And it's easier from the sense that you get somebody who contacts somebody in person and they're wearing their public health badge or identification, and it's a lot easier to strike up a conversation. You know, we live in an era of spam calls, and certainly when you get a call from an unknown number, they may be reluctant to deal with the caller in that case.
There have been some concerns presented by public health experts that contact tracing won't work in Georgia because of our testing situation. What do they mean by that?
Well, the longer it takes to get a test result back for an individual, and they may be asymptomatic, and they may not know that they have it, let's say. If it takes 7 to 10 or even 14 days to get their results back, that infected person has had close contact with many more people than if it was done, let's say, you could get the results in 24 hours, which is recommended. If you get it that quickly, you can potentially stop more of the spread of the disease.
So what can listeners do to help in the contact tracing effort?
Well, the first thing they can do is cooperate with the caller, you know, to give the information about whether they have symptoms, to follow the symptom tracker if they've been recommended to do that, and possibly to self-isolate or quarantine. For people who are concerned with privacy, contact tracers are not going to ask for Social Security numbers or credit card numbers or bank account numbers. It's an understandable fear when you get a call from somebody you don't know, but they're not going to ask that. They're going to ask for health information and give health recommendations based on what the called person has to say.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at wuga.org or gppnews.org.